Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
We've heard a lot in recent years about fake news. Now comes fake books. A summer reading list, published with the help of AI, includes titles that don't even exist.
While the authors were real, more than half the books on the AI-assisted list were made up. They included Tidewater Dreams by the Chilean-American writer Isabel Allende. She exists, of course, but the book doesn't. And, ironically perhaps, The Last Algorithm by the American sci-fi author Andy Weir is described as a thriller following a programmer who discovers an AI system has developed consciousness. The fictional list of fiction was published in a number of real U.S. newspapers, including the Chicago Sun-Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yeah, that's the BBC's Paddy Maguire. The European Union's foreign policy chief urging nations outside the bloc to come down hard on Russia, follows Russia's overnight missile strikes on the Ukrainian capital Kiev and other regions. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Army is updating its fitness standards.
On June 1st, the military branch will begin using its new Army fitness test, which replaces the current combat fitness test. The Army said the new test will include updated scoring standards emphasizing readiness and combat effectiveness. Soldiers have until January 1st, 2026 to meet the new fitness standards without facing adverse actions. The five-part test includes a 3-repetition maximum deadlift, hand release push-ups, sprint drag carry, a plank, and a 2-mile run. No word on whether women will now be held to the same standard as men. Current military fitness tests for women are not as strenuous as those for men. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump has signed executive orders aimed at speeding up the development of nuclear power. They also grant the Secretary of Energy authority to approve advanced reactor designs and reactor projects. More on these stories at townhall.com.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, looking for a pretty nice Memorial Day with temperatures in the low to mid 70s for your Monday afternoon. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun and not much wind either. Overnight lows drop into the 50s and 60s, staying mainly dry for most of Tuesday, but then that next weather maker brings rain in on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Thank you so much, Brian, the producer, and to all. Good morning to you. Happy Monday. Wishing you a blessed and peaceful Memorial Day. Today we are remembering and honoring our heroes that made the ultimate sacrifice. Again, you can call in anytime, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. If you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? Of course, we had a great show already. Many people calling in and sharing, you know, whether it was about their family members or whether about pieces in history. And I appreciate all those that are taking part in the many of the ceremonies that are going on in the DMV area, of course, across the entire country. And that does mean a lot. As I mentioned, Delegate Nino Mangione was at Delaney Valley yesterday, and he took part in that tradition of placing the flags. And so everybody is doing their part, and I absolutely love that. And I just hope those that don't normally honor our country and our service members, hopefully today they at least attempt to do such, because, of course, he who is brave is free. I've got Jenny in Middle River. Jenny, did you want to weigh in on Memorial Day and possibly Westmore?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that when they were talking about the Facebook. Did you hear the new Westmore advertisement, fake news, where he said, oh, when I took office, there was a deficit, and I've, you know, done so good with spending. Call this number and tell them what a great job Westmore's doing.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, how can they blatantly lie about that? And they and the radio station broadcast it. I just don't get that.
Yeah, no, I heard, that's the one that I heard this morning, Jenny. Look at you in Middle River. So we heard the same thing. But, you know, they pay for those. And as Marty pointed out, the Democrat Governors Association, they're paying for a bunch of his ads now. And they're going to continue to lie about this, I'm sure, all the way through 2026.
And, you know, I call the people that believe those lies media minions. They just follow whatever they, you know, whatever they say on the, you know, TV or the radio. They just follow it instead of checking sources and listening to multiple things. But I wanted to weigh in on Hogan, too, because I went to the Freedom Caucus fundraiser last Wednesday, and Bob Ehrlich spoke because Congressman Harris had to vote on the big, beautiful bill that night. And it should have been Larry Hogan there talking, but he does nothing for the Republican Party. It's Bob Ehrlich. God bless him, because he's such a great guy and he helps us all that he can. But, you know, Larry Hogan only cares about himself, and that's it. I mean, I did hold my nose and vote for him for Senate, but it's getting harder and harder with him. So, and let me just finish with one story. My dad fought in the Korean conflict at the time, but now it's called the Korean War. He determined the best way for him to stay alive was to become a cook, so he could crack an egg in each hand at the same time. He had an appendix attack while he was a cook, and they had to take his appendix out in Korea, and they cut his stomach open, you know, his abdomen open, and he told me he was shot in the belly button.
Oh,
wow. I believed it for years.
Yeah. Well, Jenny, I appreciate you, and of course, God bless you and your family.
Yeah, you have a blessed day, too, and thanks for broadcasting today.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate you. Have a great day. And, you know, it's interesting because, as you heard there, Governor Bob Ehrlich had to speak at the Maryland Freedom Caucus event last week because Congressman Andy Harris had to vote. We talked about this last week, where Congressman Andy Harris was the only Republican that voted present. So he didn't really actually vote. I mean, it, you know, he went down there, of course. But you kind of have to wonder why, you know. And I did look at it because, of course, we don't have a question of the day. But I did go back to try to look at some of the numbers. In case you're wondering, in case you took part in the poll this morning, this is a question that had been asked of everyone last week on Friday. And that was, should Andy Harris, the congressman, be primaried? Just so you know, 54% of you did say yes, and 46% of you said no. And I figured it would be kind of split. I know a lot of people don't want to primary Congressman Andy Harris. I don't suggest it, honestly, but there are many people that are very upset with the fact that, you know, these past few months or so, they don't feel as though that he's really been right there with President Trump's agenda. I mean, we'll continue to wait and see, but I also understand, and we talked about this also, when it comes to the big, beautiful bill, and I'm going to get into what Stephen Miller had to say about it. When it comes to the big, beautiful bill, it's very hard for me not to believe that it doesn't add to our deficit. And from my understanding, we voted to make sure that not only do we not add to the debt, that we cut spending. And so when Andy Harris voted present, of course, there were people who were like, okay, well, if you didn't agree, just vote no, like Thomas Massie, right? But Andy Harris said that he voted present to make sure that it moved through. Because again, this bill, the Big Beautiful Bill, it only passed in the House by one vote. So if Andy Harris had voted no, he is correct in the fact that there would be some stalling. And so he's saying that, you know, at least he did do his part, which he is correct in that. He is correct in that. But I think a lot of people said that they would respect him more if he would have just chose either yes or no. And of course, he represents the 1st District here in Maryland. A lot of people on the Eastern Shore, huge Trump supporters, Harford County, Cecil County, big Trump supporters. And so if you're looking at some of the comments, that's why we asked this question, some of the comments, even on Congressman Andy Harris's page, is, you know, whether it's Facebook or X or what have you, a lot of his constituents were not happy. They weren't happy at all. And so real quick to kind of sum up what Stephen Miller had to say, because I thought this was interesting. He's obviously trying to get ahead of this. Many people are off of work today, as many of you guys already know. But tomorrow, we're probably going to hear from a lot of analysts and a lot of political commentators because they've had the weekend to read the Big Beautiful Bill. So there are going to be a lot of people weighing in tomorrow and, of course, throughout the week on whether or not this was a good bill, whether it was beautiful or whether it was ugly. And so Stephen Miller, in short, he says, I've seen a few claims making the rounds on the Big Beautiful Bill that require correction. He says that the first correction is that it does not codify the DOGE cuts. It's a reconciliation bill, which is a budget bill that passes with 50 votes, is limited by Senate rules to mandatory spending only. Now, remember, this still has to go to the Senate. So Stephen Miller points out, you know, Medicaid, food stamps and such, the Senate rules prevent it from cutting discretionary spending in the Department of Education or federal grants. So the DOGE cuts are overwhelmingly discretionary, not mandatory. The bill saves more than $1.6 trillion in mandatory spending, including the largest ever welfare reform. Now, I agree. The welfare reform is there. This is the largest that I've ever seen, especially since the 80s, okay, which is a remarkable achievement, as Stephen Miller pointed out. I agree with that. If you followed my race here in 2024 and in 2020, I had welfare reform on my list, my to-do list. Obviously, in the Baltimore City area, that wasn't taken kindly to. But it has to be done. It has to be done. We have able-bodied Americans that have been living for generations, families for generations, on government-assisted programs. These are the same people asking for reparations. Well, guess what? If you've had three, four, five generations of your family living on government assistance, your reparations has been paid. Okay? Like, get out of my face. You know, and I don't even care who's getting it, okay? Because you've got government assistance being utilized by Black people, white people, Hispanic people, you name it. Okay? And this was supposed to be temporary. People are taking advantage of it, and we're spending a ton of money, even illegal immigrants. Anyways, I digress on that. I want to go back to Stephen Miller's post. He said he also seen claims that the bill increases the deficit. He said this lie is based on CBO accounting gimmicks. Income tax rates for the 2017 tax cut are set to expire in September. They were always planned to be permanent. He says CBO says maintaining current rates adds to the deficit, but by definition, leaving these income tax rates unchanged cannot add one penny to the deficit. Again, this is Stephen Miller, an advisor to President Trump. He said the bill's spending cuts reduce the deficit against the current law baseline, which is only correct baseline to use. I don't know how he can look at this and say, okay, this is absolutely what's going to happen. I don't know. I'm not sure if I agree with that. I'm not sure it is. I don't think anyone truly knows the net impact this is going to have on the country. I really don't. I think right now it's a guessing game. I could be wrong, but I think it's a guessing game. And I say this, you know, also because even from, you know, 4 years from now, I don't know who's going to come into the Oval Office. I don't know what kind of executive orders are going to put in place. I don't know if we're going to keep both the House and the Senate. Look, I don't even know if Republicans are going to keep the House and the Senate coming here in the midterms. This is what's freaking me out. By the way, over the weekend, of course, you know, I'm trying to relaunch Red Renaissance, our PAC, to help out some of these districts. We're still looking for a keynote speaker. The amount of money some of these quote-unquote conservative influencers want, ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm looking at this and I'm just like, are you kidding me? Do you care about the party? Do you care about the country? Do you care about President Trump's agenda? Or do you just care about making money here? Because I am very confused on how you come up with a number like this. And this is why I'm always speaking everywhere. If you're wondering why Kim Klasick's booked to speak on all these places, even though I'm not really doing much right now, it's because I don't charge. I actually give a damn. Silly me. It's upsetting. It really is disappointing. Anyways, I say all this to say, I think a lot of people are just guessing whether or not this big, beautiful bill is going to have an impact on the debt, whether it's, you know, adding to the debt or relieving some of it. I don't know. And I don't think anybody else knows. But anyways, I wanted to bring you Stephen Miller's tweet. He's getting in front of it. Tomorrow's going to be a big day. You're going to have so many people weighing in on this now that they've had the chance to read it. And we will continue to watch and see what people have to say. I've got Raymond and Rosedale. Raymond, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, I do. And happy Memorial Day.
Yep. Wishing you a blessed Memorial Day as well.
Yeah. I was a staunch Democrat. And I'll admit that. I voted for every Democrat that I thought would do us some good. And when we fought for our neighborhood to get houses built when they wanted to put Section 8 in a complex that was there, I realized when I thought about it, I said, the Democratic Party really doesn't mean us any good. And why we keep voting for them, I'll never know. And I think I know the reason why. Because Roosevelt, black people weren't always on welfare at the time. And unemployment wasn't given to black people in the early years. And Roosevelt decided that if he was going to get black people to vote for Democrat, he would offer them unemployment and welfare. And that happened. And now black people get blamed for the cost of welfare when there are more whites on welfare. And I thought to myself, these neighborhoods that have been destroyed, even in 1968, have not been fully restored.
Oh, yeah.
Their greatness.
Yep.
And this is all run by the party. And I thought to myself, yeah, Raybo, you really got to change because something you're doing, you keep voting for the same people and expecting different results, you're stupid and also crazy.
Yeah.
So I had to do something different.
Well, Raymond, I appreciate you sharing that. I will say I was in Rosedale this weekend. My daughter and I guess I took her over there to that Five Below, by Sam's Club and Walmart and Home Depot. And I will say Rosedale does not look like Rosedale, 10 years ago. There's been a major shift in the Rosedale area. I don't know if you've noticed it, but there's definitely some differences. I guess I'll ask you this, Raymond. I know you changed your vote. Do you think it's possible for many Marylanders, especially in this region, to wake up and finally change their vote?
Well, as a teacher told me one time, if you want black people to stay ignorant, put it in a book and they'll never read it. And I say the only thing we have to start doing is getting out there and talking to the folks and hitting them on the head if necessary. And not physically, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Put the facts out there like I try to do all the time with folks, and they'll still say, well, Trump was a convicted felon. Not true, And I realized that if the Democratic Party really doesn't want you in places, they'll do their damnedest to make sure you don't get it.
Yeah.
And they really can do that easily with disabled people because they hold the cards.
Right. Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Raymond, thank you so much for chiming in and sharing today. We appreciate you. I hope you have a blessed, peaceful Memorial Day.
And one more thing before you go. I realize that Rosedale has really changed a lot. I think the community that's here really have to get together and say, look, we can't keep voting for these folks who are destroying our communities.
Yeah.
And Rosedale's nice. Where I live, for the most part, you can sleep out on your porch if you want to.
Oh, nice.
Nobody bothers you, but the community is changing, and we had somebody break in somebody's house up the street from us a few days ago, and I thought to myself, we never had that before.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's some differences. Well, I hope you stay safe there, and hopefully we can make some changes to get it back on track. Raymond,
and
thank you so much.
If you run, let me in.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much, Raymond. Thank you. And, yeah, no, Rosedale is like night and day. And I would say even 6 years ago, I'm like, whoa, there are, whew. And I don't know, look, we'll talk where we get back. And I don't know if it's some of the clinics or stuff, you know, in the area. But the neighborhoods have changed. And I see a lot of addicts in the area. And I will say a lot of them white. I will tell you that if you're thinking about race, it's a totally different neighborhood. We'll talk more when we get back.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. For over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer for the first 25 new customers calling in. AES will take $2,500 off any additions, kitchen, or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit vinnysteele.com.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Everyone, a peaceful and blessed Memorial Day. That was for the Air Force, if you were wondering. I know people that will listen to this show. I know they already know, right? They know. Brian, the producer, he's the one that keeps me informed on all of this, and I appreciate you, Brian. Of course, we do have a lot more to talk about. Don't forget, if you want to honor heroes today that made the ultimate sacrifice, you can call anytime. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I got another text that says, Kim, thank you for working today. Wouldn't have it any other way. Would not have it any other way. The least I can do is show up to work after the sacrifices people have made in this country for myself and for my family. So this is really nothing to me. I did just want to note that there was a video that came out just this morning of the French president. It was very, very bizarre. French President Emmanuel Macron is shoved in his face by his wife, Brigitte Macron, as they were getting off the plane. Like, the plane door opened This is going to end up going viral. That's why I'm telling you about it. The plane door opened, and you had Emmanuel Macron just kind of standing there, and you see Brigitte Macron, like, her hands come up to his face, and she hits him. And she, you know it's her because she's got the red blazer on, so you see the red sleeves in the hand. And, you know, I've seen all these videos that were circulating online. They're like, oh, you know, was Brigitte Macron really a woman and all this other stuff? Well, I can tell you, I can confirm in this video, if you get a chance to take a look at it, she hits like a girl. So... if you are one of those people wondering if Brigitte Macron is a woman, take a look at this video where she's hitting Emmanuel Macron in the face. Remember, they didn't realize that the plane door had already opened. He actually turns towards the plane door and sees that it already has began to crack open. And then he starts waving at the cameras like, oh, my God, was that just caught? He probably thought that they got it in there inside and the doors weren't open quite yet, but they were. They were. So there's lots of people circulating this video. But you can see her hit him, and in the face, by the way. And she definitely hits like a girl. Definitely hits like a girl. So if you're thinking Brigitte's a dude, Brigitte does not hit like a dude. And I will say, Emmanuel Macron, you know how small he is. He wasn't even pushed back. He wasn't knocked back at all. But she was furious. Both her hands went up. I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what they were talking about. But she was not happy. My word. All right. Coming up next, we will talk about the weekend that Vladimir Putin had. Remember that one clip back in, what was it, 2018 or so, where President Trump said, we're not best friends, we're not besties, talking about Vladimir Putin. Well, according to President Trump on a tarmac this weekend, he said Vladimir Putin has changed. He no longer recognizes that man. And so he's not happy at all. We're going to get to his comments. And also, the assassination attempt that apparently happened on Vladimir Putin's life just last week. And, of course, they are blaming Ukraine for what took place. So we have that. And then also a 15-year-old on an ankle monitor in Baltimore City kidnapped a 12-year-old. Yep, you heard that correctly. We'll talk about all that and more. And, of course, remember our heroes today on WCBM.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On this Memorial Day in Washington, hundreds of thousands expected along Constitution Avenue for the National Memorial Day Parade. And across the Potomac River, President Trump participating in ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery. He's delivering remarks, laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. As Russia accelerates its missile and drone strikes on Ukraine, President Trump is unloading on Russian President Putin, saying that Putin has gone crazy. In response, the Kremlin says Mr. Trump suffers emotional overload. President Trump says he may impose more punishing sanctions on Russia. Mr. Trump also giving the European Union some extra breathing room. He's delaying by several weeks 50% tariffs on the EU. Israel defending its most recent Gaza airstrikes, saying they targeted terrorists operating out of a school. More details at SRNNews.com.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. On this Memorial Day, when we remember the ultimate price paid by so many to keep our land free, it will do us well to remember some of the quotes of our founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson said, if ever there was a holy war, it was that which saved our liberties and gave us independence. George Washington added, to prepare for war is one of the most effectual means of preserving the peace. And Samuel Adams, who must have been looking into our day and age, when he said, if ever time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. Thank you to all the veterans and active duty personnel who have served our country and helped to make it strong. And a special thank you to all the families who have paid the ultimate price of losing a loved one in the process of keeping America free. To all of you, I salute you and pray that those of us left behind will never forget your sacrifice. May God bless America. This is Pastor Dave Lowe's with a moment of truth.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are tracking your next weather maker, rain showers and cooler temperatures on the way as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. Before all of that, we'll see those temperatures in the 70s on Monday and Tuesday, and then those showers start rolling in Tuesday night with wet weather expected all day Wednesday and temperatures dropping well below average only into the 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We'll be right back.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you. They're announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic? Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 Max 6 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. Head to your nearest Lowe's store for big savings on tools today. Valid through June 18th while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Active Liver is the easy way to get a daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Find Active Liver at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
To say these things. I guess because Brian, the producer, makes sure he tells me all this stuff. He's a good producer, believe it or not. Believe it or not. He had a couple days off last week. I guess he was enjoying himself. It's funny because many of you have already commented on, I posted a picture of Olivia here in the studio. And she's wearing an Eagles jersey. And you can see she has like this little gold chain thing on. People were like, who is this girl? And then you got Brian with his Ravens stuff on. And so it's funny. But she gets all the stuff from her older brothers. And I think I've mentioned before, my stepsons. And so whenever she sees them, of course, they always have stuff for her. And she loves them so much. So she wears all their stuff. And very excited. So now she loves the Eagles. And look, she can be happy about it. They won the Super Bowl. I have yet to tell her. You know what? I'll whisper it. I have yet to tell her that Jalen Hurts did not show up at the White House to meet President Trump. I don't think she's listening. She's got her tablet back there. But, yeah, she would be hurt, actually, by that. Jalen Hurts hurt. No. But, you know, he had some excuse. I can't remember exactly what it was. But I thought, oh, I hope Olivia doesn't find out, because she loves Trump. She really does love him. All right. Of course, we are honoring all of the men and women that made the ultimate sacrifice on this day. Not to be confused with Veterans Day. I know sometimes it does get a bit confusing. But as I mentioned before, if you ever want to weigh in, we still got a couple minutes left here on the show. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you want to honor a hero that is on your mind, please call in and do so. I've got my friend, Gary, in Kingsville. Gary, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
And God bless the families of those people who have laid down their lives on the altar of liberty for our nation and for their brothers in arms.
Amen.
We are blessed to have such people. Anyway, I called because of this debate you were having earlier about spending.
Yes, yep.
And I can tell you that my first thoughts when Trump decided and announced he was going to run again was, are you insane? Because when you hear about everything that he wants to do, you have to ask yourself, how could you possibly do that without spending money? And,
right.
And if you spend money, there's no way that we're not going to increase our debt. So anybody who didn't know that the debt was going to increase when Trump got elected is naive to the point of ignorant. I mean, it has to happen. Now, the question is, if you accept my premise that it had to happen, then you have to say, going forward, having made that decision to put Trump in office and what he wanted to do, and that he's going to spend money doing it, who would you trust more to do that, to carry out that sort of agenda? Donald Trump, who has proven himself not to be a perfect man by any stretch of the imagination, he has made mistakes, he has gone into debt, and yet his debtors say, we'll do business with him again, because when he says he's going to do something, he does it, and he pays us back. So if anybody can climb us out of this hole, they have to stop doing the normal. They have to step outside the box, and who better to step outside the box than Donald Trump? So all those things considered, if I take our present situation of debt and I'm going to look forward as to who I trust more to do something about it and help our country, it has to be Donald Trump, because the political class has done nothing other than get us deeper in debt.
Yeah, with no light at the end of the tunnel. I agree with you 100% there, Gary.
Yeah, he's an outside-the-box thinker. And that's why they're against everything about Doge. They're against everything he wants to do, because it exposes what they have been doing that got us into this mess in the first place.
Yeah.
And they're never going to get us out of this mess.
Yeah. Well, Gary, I appreciate that, and I agree with you. Thank you so much for sharing. And
God bless you, hon.
God bless
Olivia.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And that's why Stephen Miller's post, you know, I guess Gary feels the same way. It is very hard to believe that this isn't going to have an impact where it, you know, puts another dead into the dead. It's hard to believe. Now, I will say this. I think many of us thought with Doge, right, because this is what President Trump talked about a lot, with the, you know, getting rid of the waste, fraud, abuse, I think some of us thought, okay, maybe it would weigh itself out. But then we heard that we aren't going to be able to do much of the cuts with Doge until, you know, Congress actually does more on their end. And still, even at that point in time, I don't know. I know USAID, I know that, you know, Secretary of State Marco Rubio and his crew has been on top of that. But there's other things that we got to figure out here. And I guess I was one of those people that I was very optimistic in hoping that the cuts, because of the part of Doge, would then allow us to pay Border Patrol more money, or to recruit more police officers, or to continue to build the wall. You know what I mean? That's what I was hoping. That's what I was hoping. But for Stephen Miller, who I like a lot, I think I told you before, I'd probably be starstruck if I met him. The guy is brilliant. But for Stephen Miller to say that this isn't going to have any impact on the debt, considering that they can't actually do the cuts with Doge, I mean, I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Like I said, I'm a huge Stephen Miller supporter, and of course I'm a huge Trump supporter. I just don't know how that could be true. I don't know how that could be true. All right, speaking of President Trump, he was on the tarmac this weekend talking about his old buddy, Vladimir Putin. And I will say, they weren't really buddy-buddy. It's kind of like Kim Jong-un, right? It's like you keep your enemies closer, right, kind of deal. Well, anyways, he said that Vladimir Putin is no longer the guy that he thought he once was. Now, for us, looking from the outside in, we're thinking, this is exactly who I thought Putin was. But I don't know. Take a listen.
Yeah, I'll give you an update. I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people, and I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all, okay? We're in the middle of talking, and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
So, Mr. President, what do you want to do about
that? And I'm surprised. I'm very surprised. We'll see what we're going to do.
All right. So, I just want to break this up a little bit here. Like I said, this is who I thought Vladimir Putin was, but I don't know the man, of course. You know, just what we've seen from him in the past. But he said that, you know, Putin's actions as of late has really, pissed him off a bit. And I could see, you know, especially since they're trying to talk about, you know, coming to peace and coming to terms here with Ukraine. Now, he says this, and this is what Putin has done in the past few days. I will just say, I then saw a report about this assassination attempt on Putin where they're saying it was Ukraine that almost took out his helicopter with a drone attack. Now, I thought that that was interesting. They're calling it a failed drone attack by Ukraine, supposedly a week ago as of yesterday. Now, and this is President Trump was on the tarmac yesterday morning. That's where that soundbite came from. Was President Trump already briefed on the fact that there was that drone attack? Was Putin reacting to the drone attack? See, these are the things that I don't think we know yet. And so we might find out more tomorrow. So I'm not going to really jump too hard on this one. But if the drone attack is actually a failed drone attack by Ukraine, and that was a week ago, you can see how Putin is now shooting missiles into Kyiv. I mean, it's not hard to imagine. So we'll keep our eye on this. But as you heard there, Trump said, look, you know, there's going to be some decisions that are going to be made based on the fact that Putin is not playing nicely and he's not playing fair. But I would understand if this is after the failed drone attack on an assassination attempt on his life. If in fact it was Ukraine. I mean, I don't know if they really truly know that part. So we'll continue to watch and see. Obviously, this has been going on for far too long. And I know that President Trump had hopes of making sure this all came to an end as soon as he got into office. It's about been, 130, 140 days now. So he's not happy at all. I did want to mention here, did you hear about the crab population in Maryland? I bring this up because a year ago, we spoke to a Luke McFadden. Do you guys remember Luke? Well, he came here in studio after I saw a video that he posted that went viral on social media. He is a crabber in Maryland. And he does work with Jimmy Seafood. He's like a real big name now. I was surprised, you know, because I got him when I did. Now he's like booming. He's got like his own crab dip, chip dip or something now. like the kid is on it. And I say kid because he's really young. But he said he mentioned it when he was here in the studio that he believed the crab population was going to drop significantly because the quality of the water here in Maryland. And remember, he was here sounding the alarms because he was talking about the sewage. He was talking about, you know, just the fact that the water in the Baltimore region was just unbelievably polluted. And he said that the crabs are not going to be able to survive in the way that it was. And so we're talking about climate change initiatives. They're talking about emissions in the air. There needs to be a heavy focus on the water. And I think we can all agree on that. And now, in the Baltimore Brew, this came out on May 24th. The title is Chesapeake Crab Population Drops to Second Lowest Level Ever Tallied. Scientists are searching for answers to the decline in the bay's most valuable catch, and an important indicator of the health of the water. So this goes on. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says the Chesapeake Bay's blue crab population has slipped to its second lowest level in 35 years, culminating a slump that has fisheries scientists searching for answers to the decline in the bay's most valuable catch and a closely watched indicator of the water's health. And the latest dredge survey conducted by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science found an estimated 238 million crabs in the bay, down from 317 million just last year. So think about that, 317 million. To now 238 million in just 1 year. So they're now saying that this marks the sixth consecutive year of below average abundance detected by the survey, mostly under less harsh conditions. Just 3 years ago, again, this is from the Baltimore Brew, if you want to read it. Just 3 years ago, the survey reported an all-time low population of 226 million crabs, which prompted scientists to launch a comprehensive study of the Bay's crab population and what might explain its subpar abundance. The results of that stock assessment due in 2026 are expected to guide future management of the fishery. Now, of course, like I said, they're going to continue to conduct these comprehensive studies, and we're going to wait and we're going to see what they have to say. But when Luke was in the studio, he believed that a lot of it had to do with the water. We will also see whether or not this has effect on other fish in general. It said adult male crabs hit an all-time low of 26 million, a drop more than 40% from the previous year. Look, it's not looking good. And like I said, we'll wait for the studies. But I just thought that this is something that I should bring to your attention. I mean, what the heck? We're all Marylanders. We love our crabs. I don't want to see this continue to drop. But if it is the water quality, I need leadership to get on top of this. And like I said, Luke McFadden, he was in here raising the alarm a year ago. He said, Kim, the crab population is dying. This is a problem. He was right then. He's right now. I've got Preston in Severna Park. Preston, are you a crabber?
Actually, I'm not, but I live on the Magdy. I'm friends with Latoya Nagolo.
Oh, hey, Preston. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I just want to let you know, I live right on the Magdy River, and I put my pots out the 1st of May to see if I catch any. I'm catching more crabs in my commercial pots on my pier. And you know what? They do that survey. Luke McFadden is awesome. But I'm just telling you, I catch them. Like, by Father's Day, I have 2 bushels of crabs in my live box.
Are they blue crabs, Preston?
Blue crabs, absolutely. And the nice thing about it is I've lived here on this place for 10 years, and I've never seen grass, like the grass in the water, grow.
Uh-huh.
Like it's been growing. So when they go out there and dredge, a lot of these crabbers or commercial crabbers saying they go out there and dredge to see what's going on. If you come down my house, right by my beach, you'll see like these little crabs, like maybe 3-4 inches, where they sloughed out.
Okay.
And they're all over the sand. So, I don't believe it. You know.
Okay. Like, okay. Well, that's good news if you think it's not true.
No, it is not true. I mean, I catch crabs down here. Literally, I catch bushels of crabs, and literally every weekend on Sundays, I have people come over and eat the crabs at my house.
Well, you know, first of all, Preston, I know you. So the fact that you haven't invited me over for crabs,
well, you know what? Latoya's coming over.
Okay.
She's a great delegate who is the best delegate ever, and I'm so happy for her.
I agree.
Awesome. And she stands up for everyone.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Well,
so
Preston,
I'll invite you.
Okay.
I'll have her invite you and your daughter, and you can come down.
All right.
Maryland crabs my way.
All right. Sounds good, Preston. Thank you so much. And wishing you a blessed, peaceful Memorial Day. Thank you so much, Preston. I appreciate you. I just want to get this call, too. Richard, did you want to weigh in on the crab population? Trying to piece all this together.
Well, first off, Kim, a solemn Memorial Day to you, too.
Yes.
Thank you. The thing I'm calling about is the fact that the estuarial bodies where the crabs breed, uh-huh, are being consumed more and more by housing, by development. The mm-hmm areas where they come into, like all fish in the bay, they have to go up the estuarial bodies. And these are disappearing more and more. So it's no doubt about it that there probably is a drop in the population.
Oh, I see. So you're thinking, okay, that could be it.
Yeah.
It may be Preston's catching a lot more because they're moving out of the areas in which they're taking over. Could be.
I mean, I went over to the Eastern Shore about a month ago, my wife and I, and we were looking around, headed down to Delaware, and the development that's over there that used to all be just farmland or in parts, tidal water, you know, it's a lot of it is gone.
Wow. Well, Richard, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Take care.
Thank you. Look, we'll continue to follow this for sure. The Baltimore Brewers usually has pretty good reporting. They had a couple awards this year, and I agree with you. They are well-deserved. We get back, we'll close out here for Memorial Day as we remember our heroes. And then I did want to still tell you a little bit about the 50-year-old that kidnapped the 12-year-old. I'm sure we'll get more details on the story tomorrow, but I just want to make sure that you knew the juvenile crime is still just out of control. Coming up next.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. See site for additional facts.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the biggest scandal in history. A man who was not mentally fit to be the president, a man who should have been in a nursing home in charge of the world's most powerful country, and he was nothing more than a puppet for unnamed bureaucrats in the background making decisions against the will of the American people because they had a man who had pudding for brains. That's why they want to look forward.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Of course, that is Taps, and I appreciate Brian, the producer, for being on top of all of this today. Even though I know many people are out there enjoying the holiday break, right? You're enjoying the day off, but just remember why we have the day off for those that made the ultimate sacrifice. So I'm wishing everyone a blessed and peaceful Memorial Day. And please remember the heroes and their families that made the ultimate sacrifice. And that is the reason that we have off. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be joined by Carroll County State's Attorney, Haven Shoemaker. We're going to talk about the immigrant arsonist that was arrested there in Carroll County, juvenile crime, DJS. And I want to still know if they have a diversion program there in Carroll County. So again, Haven Shoemaker, the state's attorney, will join us on Kim Klasick Live tomorrow. Also, the 50-year-old on the ankle monitor that kidnapped a 12-year-old. Yes, that happened. We will get into the details of that story tomorrow because I want to see how this 50-year-old is charged, whether it's an adult or still a juvenile. But apparently he kidnapped him for his shoes. He had a pair of, I think, Jordans on. And so we'll get into that. I wonder if kidnapping is something a 15-year-old could be held accountable for in the state of Maryland. I don't think we've had this charge come forward before. But we'll talk about that also with Haven Shoemaker. Possibly he knows more about it. Also, the FBI did arrest a Joseph Neumeier. He was planning an attack on the embassy of Tel Aviv. This was posted by FBI Director Kash Patel over the weekend. I'm happy that they're on high alert, and I'm happy that they knew to thwart this attack. But I'm also very concerned on what's happening across the entire world when it comes to the Jewish community. So make sure you also pray for their community as well, as they're still dealing with the loss of the two Israeli staffers that were killed in D.C. last week in front of the Jewish Museum just because they were Jewish. All right. So remember the quote, "He who is brave is free." Again, we'll have lots to talk about tomorrow. Please enjoy your day if you are able to. If you're working, thank you for working. And again, thank you to all of the families and to all of our heroes that made the ultimate sacrifice. Please know, and it's something that is near and dear to my heart because I love this country and I know what it took to make sure that this country is as great as it is today. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Please go and enjoy the day.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market?